We're worried about our children. We're worried about our grandchildren. And in my case, I'm worried about my great-grandchildren. This is a people issue. It has never been a partisan issue. There are serious consequences to hydraulic fracturing. And we hope that the court will recognize that local control should take precedence over the economics and the profit motives, whether they be of the industry or, for that matter, the state.
My name is Kay Fissinger, and I'm the president of Our Health, Our Future, Our Longmont. We are the organization that ran the campaign, both the petition campaign and the voter campaign, to ban fracking and its associated waste products from the city limits of Longmont. The precedents that exist are largely based on state preemption. They are old processes. Those cases were resolved in 1992, well before the kind of hydraulic fracturing at high volume and the toxic chemicals that go in now. And I think the courts recognize that the world has changed, fracking has changed, oil and gas drilling has changed phenomenally. This is not your grandfather's fracking. So we are hoping to have more say, and we are hoping that the court will recognize that, and we are hoping that the court will also realize that its previous rulings are dated and should no longer stand.
Hi, I'm Haley Howell. I am from Fort Collins, currently a part of 350 CSU. And today I'm here because fracking is harmful to everyone, and I think it's very important for young people in the community to get their voices out and understand that this is not just a liberal green hippie problem anymore. This is a problem that's affecting everybody. I'm already thinking about my children as a 20-year-old, and that's very concerning to me, very concerning to my parents, my grandparents, and also my future children. So today we're just trying to get the voice of the people out, and hopefully they will listen. I'm not very good at this, but I like playing it, so. My name's Andy. I'm from Fort Collins. I'm a teacher and a farmer, so I'm here because I support a better future with clean water and more sustainable resources. And this is a really big decision for the Supreme Court. And it's a decision for them to either stand for the people in their states, the people in their communities, or it's a decision for them to stand with corporations.